As the month of Muharram approaches, Shia Muslims in Indian-controlled Kashmir are intensifying their campaign to demand the lifting of a ban on religious processions. The ban has been in place for more than two decades now and forbids the Shias from holding mourning ceremonies on the 9th and 10th days of Muharram. The Shias have termed the ban as a blatant breach of religious freedom and urged the international community to take action in this regard. The ban on peaceful Muharram processions in Kashmir is regarded as the flagrant violation of the most fundamental human rights. Even after more than two decades, the ban remains in place and the people continue to defy it every year. Others have labelled the ban as gross discrimination by the state authorities.
On one hand, the state provides security to the religious ceremonies by the Hindus. But on the other hand, it bans Muharram processions. This speaks volumes about the gross discrimination that has been going on in Kashmir for the last two decades.
Indian authorities say the processions stoke anti-India sentiments and pose security threats. They also say the ceremonies must have prior permission. But people in Kashmir say the ban continues even if they get the permission.
In 2008, we filed a petition seeking the lifting of the ban. The court issued notes to the government to file objections. The government then informed the court that the procession must have prior permission from the authorities. We did it last year, but police used force against peaceful mourners and prevented the procession.
Shia mourners have in the past defied the ban on Muharram ceremonies, a move that got police action in response.
Last year also we had almost decided to allow the 8th, but then of course because of the situation that route was not cleared. The whole motive behind this is to protect the citizens here. To ensure that they are safe and sound. This time also, I'm sure the district magistrate would be looking at it. So let's see how it goes.
With around 1.5 million population, Shias constitute 10% of the total population in Jammu and Kashmir. That's India's only Muslim majority state. Said Ali Safvi, Press TV, Indian controlled Kashmir.